Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, President and Founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Welcome to Facebook Live. It is my privilege and pleasure to be here with you on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon, the first Tuesday of May 2021. It is May 4th, and it is Starbucks time for me. Welcome, everyone. John Ramsey, honored to be your coach and friend, and I will be your guest on tomorrow afternoon's John Ramsey team Zoom call. So looking forward to that. John Ramsey is a first-class human being and a man who has been following me since 1999. Diane Coleman Siegel, welcome to Facebook Live this afternoon. George, welcome this afternoon. Julius Johnson, welcome to today's Facebook Live. Sandy Papavero, welcome to Facebook Live this afternoon. The topic for today's call is Quantum Leap for Quantum Results. Sandy, good to see you this afternoon. If you live in Florida, the ban has been lifted, so that is a very interesting situation. Congratulations. If you live in Florida, Wojo, good to see you this afternoon. Haley Turner, looking forward to coaching you tomorrow, Wednesday at noon, Texas time. Wojo, good to see you. Ryan Andrew, good to see you. It is a beautiful Tuesday afternoon in California. Caroline, welcome to Facebook Live this evening, and it's good to connect with you, Carolyn. And gorgeous day in Orlando, and Florida has lifted all bans, so that is the term new normal. Scott Lucas, how are you this afternoon? Welcome, everyone. Quantum Leap for Quantum Results. Let's move into the inspirational portion of today's Facebook Live. It's my absolute privilege and pleasure. My name is Jeffrey Combs. You can find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram, and also Clubhouse. So I host this call every single Tuesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Leon, good to see you. Leon, thank you for reposting my post. Leon, reach out to me for a free 20-minute coaching call. I've been hosting this call it started off as a call at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time on Tuesdays going back to 1998. So you do the math on that. That is a long history of this call then becoming a Facebook Live. Now the topic for today's Facebook Live, I actually covered it on an audio cassette program. That's right, audio cassette. Scott Lucas, do you remember those? Any of you remember audio cassette programs? I actually produced my very first audio cassette program called Power Prospecting and Sorting for Professionals. I produced that in 1998. The third audio program that I produced in 2000 was a program called Quantum Leap Thinking for Quantum Results. So some of this content, I actually learned it back in the 1990s. So a quantum leap is the sum. 2 plus 2 equals 16. 2 plus 2 equals 16. That means that doesn't make sense. So that means that's what many people would understand, would articulate that. 2 plus 2 in a quantum leap, it's called U2 squared. 2 plus 2 equals 16. It means sum greater than whole of parts. Yes, Leon says, how about 8-track? Leon, my first 8-track was Steppenwolf, and that was my uncle had it, and I used to listen to Magic Carpet Ride by Steppenwolf. And I also had Creedence Clearwater Revival. Then I had Aerosmith on 8-track. And Scott, you will understand this. It was the first one, Aerosmith, 1973. It had Dream On it. I had that on 8-track and saw Aerosmith speak. I saw Aerosmith with Alice Cooper, if you can believe that, in 1975 at Memorial Auditorium in Omaha, Nebraska. So those of you who are in your 50s and 60s, you may be sitting there laughing your ass off because you can relate to what I am saying. Everyone, let's say hello to Super Susan Dampier. Susan is rock star, rock star. Susan is rock star entrepreneur, mom of five, multiple six figure income earner in corporate America, and soon to be a multiple six figure income earner in her stay at home business. And Susan is someone I highly, highly endorse. Brianna, good to see you this afternoon. Corey, good to see you this afternoon. Leon said he also saw Grand Funk Railroad. I saw them too. when in 1973, that was my very first concert, was Grand Funk Railroad with the Doobie Brothers. Once again, I am dating myself. So a quantum leap. So that would be a quantum leap from 73 to today. So a lot has happened in my life as it has in yours. So in our world, a quantum leap can mean you're starting to do the due diligence. You're putting in the effort. You're moving into sobriety recovery. You're letting go of the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do. You're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape your feelings. You're letting go of overwhelmed feelings. You're letting go of the events that shape your feelings, and you're in a business. You're in a marketing company. You're in a sales position, and you've made no money 1 year, and the next year you make $250,000. That's a quantum leap. Or you have a job and you start a business, and then within 2 or 3 years, you're making multiple six-figure income. Or you hit rock bottom financially, even though you're clean and sober, but you're still in the game. You're still in the process. You're in the process of recovery, sobriety, consciousness. You're burning the midnight oil, the midnight candle. You're doing the due diligence. You understand letting go. You're reading David Hawkins. I mean, you're prospecting. You're closing sales. You're letting go. You're going to meetings, 12-step events. I mean, you're doing everything that a man and woman should do, but the results aren't showing up, but you're not discouraged. You're in the flow. You're in the game. You're like, bring it on. You're vigilant. You're resilient. You're in it to win it, and you're not giving up. You're not disappointed. You're no longer the mind-body connection to apathy. You're no longer a whiner, a complainer. You're no longer sensitive and defensive. You say, fuck it. I'm in this until I win it. You're in it until you master it. I mean, that's the mindset of an entrepreneur. That's the mindset of someone who is committed to their consciousness. And along with that, you the level of tenacity, you tone it down to where there's a relaxed intensity. And then in that space, you find humility. And in that humility, you let go of your ego, the ego that isn't good enough, the ego that struggles, the ego that silently suffers. And you begin to scale up your consciousness as you begin to let go of those events and those issues. And you're no longer worried about the outcome that hasn't happened. You're right here and you're right now. And you're able to easily and effortlessly let go. Then what happens in a quantum leap is people begin to show up differently. Susan Dampier is on this call and or on this Facebook Live, and I've watched this happen to her over a 5-year period. I've watched her. When I met Susan, she had 4 children. And she had 4 children. She just had a younger child. I met her when she was pregnant with her 5th child. I was coaching her when she had her 6th child. And Susan is an exceptional entrepreneur. She is very skilled at multitasking. And there are many men and women that are like that. They have a job or a business over here, and then they can start a business over here, and they can multitask and become very skilled at doing it all at the same time. Now that takes letting go, separating feelings from the events that shape them, being here and being now. Charles Howell, good to see you. I believe I saw Tana on today's Facebook Live. All of you have this within you, but you require letting go of the family you feel guilty of, the codependent situations that you continue to enable and over-obligate. You continue to do more for others than you'll do for yourself, waiting for a payoff other than the payoff you keep receiving. As you begin to understand the difference between serving and then serve us. See, there's a huge difference between serving. Serving is an addicted, guilted energy where you feel obligated to do things that you know you shouldn't be doing. But you're doing them out of guilt, knowing you shouldn't do it, but you keep doing it anyway. And you're expecting some miraculous payoff, living in denial. And then eventually, the pain is great enough. You've laid on this nail for so long that you finally get up from one day and go, I can't lay on this nail any longer. The pain became great enough. And you begin to address the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do. Al, good to see you this afternoon. Al's one of my newest clients. Thank you, Al, for hiring me. And as you begin to understand the payoff of why you do what you do, you no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. Quantum leaps happen because of the person you're becoming and being. But there requires a separation. You can't have a quantum leap when you're still holding on to the ghost of the past, or this family that you think you're supposed to hold on to, or this relationship, or this job that you're handcuffed to, or you're strapped to. But your ego goes, but you're not good enough out there. You'll never make it. And so that ego lives in doubt. You can't have a quantum leap when you're in doubt, because when you're in doubt, you're just tiptoeing quietly through life, just barely getting by, silently suffering in your ego, holding on to stuffed and repressed feelings. Letting go is a very liberating experience if you practice it, but you can't practice letting go by yeah, butting. You can't let go by but. There is no but. Someone just told me recently they were going to hire me, but. I mean, but? And I say this over and over, and that in my game, I understand closing. If you don't buy now, you're not going to buy. Now, once again, I know that sounds contradictory to what you've been taught, but in my business, in coaching, there is no follow-up. I mean, it's either you buy now or you buy later. I mean, whatever it is, but most of the time, the person by now, and everyone likes to say, I'm the one person, I'm the exception, I'll get back to you, let me talk to my husband. In a quantum leap, you fucking hear that. You know exactly what that means, and you don't waste your time where it's not merited. You devote your time where it's deserved, not where you feel guilted over. And you don't. And when you're a quantum leap, you have transcended levels of consciousness. You're up here, you're no longer down here. When you're up here, you don't have broke thoughts and poverty consciousness, and you don't lie. What addicts just cannot understand that they're pathological liars. I have spent so much time assisting people understand when you overcommit, you're lying. In a gray world, it's black and white. So when you tell someone you're going to do something and you don't do it, you're lying. That's why when someone says, I'm going to hire you later, and I know it's not going to happen. And so when they don't do it, they don't understand that that's a lie. They think, that's just a mistake. No, chief, that's an L-I-E. That's a well-planned lie. That's what an excuse is. You can't have quantum leaps when you're a pathological liar, especially lying to yourself. Someday, some way, I'm going to break through this. No, the time to do it is now. This is what so few people understand. I never made money excuses, even when I didn't have money, because I was creative and resourceful. I would sell everything I owned to pay to play the game. I sold a Mickey Mantle autograph. I sold my sports card collection more than once and started over and sold it again. I mean, I sold CDs. I sold every asset I possibly had to stay in the game. I would work two jobs for leads. Very few people are really committed. You can't have a quantum leap without being committed. It doesn't happen when you're interested. There's no centrifugal energy in the undertow of the energy. A quantum leap comes from the compounded effect of doing the same thing over and over and over, then a different person shows up. It's a sign and clue on the journey. Then a different sign shows up on the journey. Then a sign from God shows up. There's a message, a messenger. You feel it. Something miraculous happens. You're in a near-death experience and you don't die. You get a check in the mail from the IRS that you didn't expect. I mean, these are the signs and clues in the journey. And you get your ear down on the ground and you hear the buffalo coming over the hill, because you can hear what's meant, not said. And you start to look for the signs and the clues, and you start to understand the breakthrough isn't around the corner. Breakthrough is right here, right fucking now. And when you're in that space, in that energy, then you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that keep you overwhelmed. I've experienced quantum leaps several times in my life. I once spoke in Long Beach, California for 45 minutes and did $65,000 in business. I mean, I've had those events happen. I mean, I had a $100,000 day once in 1998. I had a $400,000 month. That's just money. It's shown up many, many other ways in my life. I told myself I'm never going to get married again, and I met my wife. I mean, these situations happen. It's right place, right time, but being able to recognize it is the skill. I just spoke to someone just a couple of days ago. Oh, I really want to hire you. I have no idea how much I want to hire you. I mean, I know you're the right coach for me. And I was watching the lips move. And then she sabotaged herself and said, after this date and after, see, the committed people don't have excuses. Committed people deliver results. So you learn to commit first and create the outcome second. I mean, this is when you're committed, you're all in. When you're interested, you'll stay behind the glass and try and figure out how to break through it. When you're committed, you blow in the glass and break it. You tap it. You step through it. You step around it. I mean, you begin to transcend where you are. There's a space in you. It's not that you want it so bad. That's force. It's that you know you deserve it. There's a difference between want it and know that I'm capable of creating it. See, when you know you deserve it, then that's a different energy than you need it. When you need it, you're desperate. When you deserve it, you know you're capable of it. And that's the difference between power and force. You can't have a quantum leap in force. And that's what letting go is. Letting go is complete power. You have the power to let go. It's an unequivocal, exhilarating, liberating experience to know that you've let go, because you know that you have, it's the death of the ego. It's the end of the era. It's the end of the era, the death of the ego, because you are no longer that mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings, because you are so done with it. You're exhausted from it. You've exhausted all outcomes. You've exhausted every avenue, and the only way out is in. And when you're in, then you're all in. I mean, when people tell you, you should just listen to people's lips moves when you're asking them for commitments. Watch how uncomfortable they are. No, really, I'm going to. Just watch. When you're committed, you can ask commitment questions. When you're not committed, you'll have challenges asking commitment questions because you stand behind it. When you have money excuses, when you have life excuses, when you're continuing to struggle and get by. I mean, I've struggled and get by, but I didn't struggle with it. I mean, I knew where I was. I could accept it, and I knew I wasn't going to stay there. I would work two jobs. I'd build a business on the side. We'll build it full-time. I mean, whatever is required is whatever is required. See, it's not what it takes. You begin to do what is required of you. Your dreams are at stake, and if you're not presently in motion of them, then you're just looking at them going, ooh, got to get me a violin to play here because this is a very sad song. But when you move from that overwhelmed state of not knowing what to do, who to be, then that's when a quantum leap begins to happen, because that's when you transcend. A quantum leap is 2 + 2 that equals 16. It shows up in money. It shows up in love. It shows up in careers. It shows up in the checks in the mail. It shows up in healing. I just had a muscle test, and my muscle testing practitioner said that I healed myself 90% of a condition that lasted over 20 years. She said, this is amazing you did this, 90%. She said, this was 90% you. And that's not a mind over matter. That was the discipline, the diligence of really understanding what to let go of, looking into the heart of darkness and understanding the events that created the dis-ease, the inflammation, what my body was holding on to, and then just being so done with it. And see, that was the quantum leap. And then all of a sudden, the health issue changes. It's in the chapter on letting go. It's called Heal Thy Physician. If you'll read that chapter is about Hawkins, David Hawkins almost died at 38. Heal Thy Physician. One of the greatest chapters on someone breaking down and overcoming. And there's another book called, let's see, it's by Dr. Devi Nambudrapad. It's called Healing Your Emotions. It's about the practice of NAET, Nambudrapad Allergy Elimination Technique, Healing Your Emotions, Dr. Devi Nambudrapad. It is a great book. She started off as a food allergy expert, and she healed her own allergy to every food known to mankind. Started at age 11, she absolutely was at death's door, couldn't eat. It's a miraculous story of recovery. We all can recover. We all can absolutely live the life by design that we deserve, and we can unequivocally let go. Letting go is your ability to separate feelings from events. There's a commitment that goes with it. There's the effort that goes with it. People ask me all the time, what do I do? Well, it's not what you do. It's what are you committed to being? I mean, it's doing is like this analytically egoic mind. This is why people, they buy accountability calendars. They want an accountability partner, and they want to be in an accountability call, and they want to be in an accountability group because they want someone to tell them what to do. Well, it doesn't happen like that. There's no let go group. I mean, I know Kate Grace has one and I endorse it. But being in a let go group can facilitate letting go. But letting go is a one moment at a time situation. I mean, it's your responsibility to understand what letting go is and then practice it minutely, momently, hourly, daily, weekly, monthly. And then that's when the compounded effect happens. You can let go. You can have a quantum leap in letting go, because once you begin to let go, the signs show up because the people show up. You know you're letting go because then your soulmate shows up, your teammate shows up, the house shows up. Someone calls you with a referral for a $2 million listing, and you're like, Dude, I haven't even sold a $200,000 house yet. That's your ego. Hey, dude, you can't do that. You go, shut the fuck up, dude. I'm in this one. $2 million? Sure, I can list it. And so you stop talking yourself out of your brilliance. That's what so many people do. Their mouth opens and they go, yeah, but. I give someone a compliment. They go, oh, ha, ha. Someone did this yesterday. I gave them a compliment. And they completely checked out. And so it shows that's why that person has challenges attracting people of influence and affluence. Because the ego says, that's so uncomfortable. That's pressure. I'm not sure if I can keep this relationship going. Oh my God, if I attract people like this, they're going to have these expectations of me. I better just go hang out with the little losers of my life that I'm accustomed to. I'll just go on the street corner and shoot heroin and take methamphetamine and other narcotics and hang out with these low-level losers just like me. Because that's where I'm comfortable. Quantum leaps, that's just too big for me. The possibility of being a millionaire when I'm a thousandaire, are you kidding, dude? It's so much easier to just struggle. That's what the ego wants you to do. But when you look at it and go, no, I'm done with this. I'm going to have a quantum leap. I am so done with this. This will be my first six-figure year. You can have a six-figure year, then you have a six-figure month. Because once you had a six-figure month, you can have a six-figure year. Or I'm sorry, once you have a six-figure year, you can have a six-figure month. Then you have a six-figure day, week, quarter, hour. It's all there, provided you have the belief. I coach a guy right now. His name is Alex. He lives in Puerto Rico. He's 37 years old. He's a multi-millionaire. He owns four businesses. And everything he's touching right now, he's in the flow of it. Four businesses. He failed at numerous businesses in his 20s. He has one business that creates $250,000 a month. He has overseas businesses. He's in his mid-30s. Multi-millionaire. I've coached him for 2 years. He's an amazing man. I mean, once again, if you heard the dues he paid to get there, most people wouldn't do it. Because he went years without any money, and now he's a multi-millionaire. Once again, this is this rags-to-riches story you hear about. Well, I've coached hundreds of people that have done it, and you can do it. My name is Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. You have a great day. If you're on this Facebook Live and you have not accessed a free 20-minute coaching call, or you have considered or ready to hire me, or you would like to add on your existing coaching, go right up there, send me a message, and I will assist you with the quantum leap in 2021. You have a great day.